This is dumb. And yes, that is Assassin's Creed in the background. I have this new thing where I watch cutscene movies before I go to sleep. I don't know. I'm a bit weird. So I just realized that... So this sounds dumb. You can't open windows on planes. I can't say that it is dumb. What I mean is, I had a moment of realization earlier that I'm going to be on a plane for 14 hours. Oh. See, I'm claustrophobic. But I'm okay on the tube, which is underground, metal tube, underground. But it's actually not underground. There's a lot of underground that's actually overground, but not like a womble. That's the most weirdly English sentence I've said in a while. So you get fresh air. So when the walls start closing in a bit and people are a little bit too close, you can say, ooh, fresh air. Thanks for that, mate. Can't do that on a plane. Can't do that on a plane because I don't know if you're aware, you can't open windows on planes. Which is great. I mean, that's fantastic. It's also 14 hours. Shit, I mean, I knew this. I did know this. Mid of the night fucking noise like that. Oh, no. It's not like I didn't know that it was a plane. I knew. I know. I am aware. I was always aware. It's just, it's a plane. And a plane is a plane. Is a plane. What the fuck am I going to do? Can't sleep. I don't sleep around people. I get... I don't know. I just feel uncomfortable. I've seen people fall asleep on the tube and it's... I'm getting self-conscious about my voice issues. Please ignore them. I see people fall asleep on the tube and it's a little bit uncomfortable for me because I see what people do. It's just, ooh, it's a bit too vulnerable. Also, no, this just came to me. This, oh no, what happens if you're asleep and the plane starts to... Oh no, imagine waking up in that situation. Okay, imagine you've fallen asleep on a plane. I was about to say train, it's a plane. And someone opens a window and suddenly there's depressurization. And that's when you wake up. Okay, no sleeping for me. I have a plan. It's called caffeinated gum. Because I also have another plan. No, this is... No, no. I mean, it's weird. Is it weird? It's not weird. It's just... It's weird. Is it weird? Do you know I actually used to work for an airline? I did work for an airline. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So, I have this thing, and it's a bit of a weird thing. I don't particularly like going to the toilet on planes, because I have heard horror stories. Truly horrific horror stories. And some of them aren't traumatizing. Some of them are. So there was this air hostess who apparently would listen at the door when people were taking a shit. Nope. Do not like. Nope. But also, it's just generally, I don't like being monitored. This sounds weird. So I don't really want people to notice when I'm going to the bog. Bog is English for toilet. To lav, also English for toilet. Kazi, not technically English, but we do use it for toilet. So, no sleep, no toilet, and no...
These are troubled times in which we live. Who is
Well, that's just it. That's it. There's those two things that I won't be doing. Also, opening windows. Oh my fucking god, it's a 14-hour flight. Shit. I wish I could get drunk, but unfortunately I have a stupid high tolerance for alcohol. And it wouldn't work. It would be way too expensive. Oh no. Oh no, it's fine. 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 I could sleep. Oh no, don't like the idea of that. Oh no. Oh bollocks. It'll be worth it. Right? Yeah. Maybe. Shit. It'll be fine though. It'll be worth it. No, I mean it actually will be worth it. It's just... it's a bit late to be realizing that this is my situation. I've had this booked for 4 months. Also, apparently they give you a blanket. The idea of covering myself with a blanket. I don't currently use a duvet because it's claustrophobic. Imagine being in a metal tube, covering yourself with a blanket. Why is that little bit terrifying? Oh my fucking... oh, no. Do you know what happens when I panic in this kind of situation? The claustrophobic. I get really polite. I call it my funeral mode. So I'm not a big fan of funerals. I personally don't see the point. As a child, I wasn't allowed to go to the funeral of the person who was most important to me. And compared to that, everything just... I don't care. Funerals are for the living, and I don't need to be part of that. Also, every funeral I've ever been to, I was either forced or blackmailed into going to. But when I'm at a funeral, I feel very uncomfortable, and it's the same kind of very quiet, very polite, do not eat. Oh no. What if I go into a funeral mode on a plane? Oh no, bad association, choose a different word. It's my... forced to go to a party mode. That works. I guess you don't have to use a blanket, but it's just the blanket pushed me too far. The idea of a... ooh, mind you, it looks like a very soft blanket. Did I just watch a YouTube video? Maybe. I have no idea what's happening in Assassin's Creed, by the way. Assassin's Creed. I don't even know. Is that Desmond? I don't actually... why did I choose to watch this before I went to bed? Well, I was actually watching two videos at the same time. Airplane video, Assassin's Creed. I'll be fine. I mean, what could go wrong? Well, you know. Catch fire, plummet out the sky. This is... actually, that makes me feel better. Because I like fire. Why are you like this? You're so weird. But actually, the idea of fire does make it better. I... oh, boy. Are we finished? Yes, we are.